Yes, she said, well, I have a son who is 14 years old and is fit and healthy. He does not yet appear to have many problems. I was in the process of leaving my family unit permanently when you guys zapped me up here, I replied. Don't you yet ask why? It RTMS very complicated, and yet I'm not sure I know the answer anyway. This breeding process, in the form you Homo sapiens use, I have studied as much as I can from our records, but there is still much I want to know. I have been selected for a modified reproduce process when I return to my home planet. We as people are running out of time to develop offspring which could survive on any other planet apart from our own without life support systems. By this I mean we have not yet found another world that is compatible with our specific and rather unique needs. I may be able to elaborate on this point a little later. For now it is enough to say we have few options and may have to adjust to new environments such as planet Earth, which we still like to call our second home, even though we are far removed from being able to live the full time. Our planet is rather full already, I commented. In spite of what I had already witnessed and been party to, I was in no way prepared for her reply to my statement. Oh, we have already had communication with Earth governors on that subject, since the 1950s, in fact. They know of our desire and need. We have even made a trade, as you might call it. I cannot elaborate on this at this time, but not everyone has lived up to their agreements since then. Why does nobody know of this on Earth? I asked, my eyes wide open. What did the governors say when you said you would like to return to Earth at some time in the near future? I asked. All they wanted were the 8 Malalissa TM. There are not many of us, Xena continued. 15 million is but a small total, is it not, among your billions? At this point in time there are still some important things that we must physically do here on Earth, some repair work, as it were, a legacy from the past which I am not permitted to discuss at this time. This is no small thing. Time is short, for next will come the changes, your awakening. She answered my question before I could ask it. There was not much I could do but sit in silent amazement. You must realize, she continued, as I couldn't yet think of any worthwhile thing to ask, that we are quite a primitive race compared to other extraterrestrials that may communicate with Earth people from time to time. That is one of the reasons we are so attracted to Earth and to you as a race. We feel a real kindred or bonding for your people. We also think Earth is a most beautiful place. Where would you like to live on Earth if you had a choice? I asked. We have an area that we call our own. Xena explained to me that they are already using an underwater base in the general area of this land that has been set aside for them, although she would go no further in describing where that might be. She was then called away, promising to return as soon as possible to continue our conversation. Chapter 6. Suits and Suitability. My initial shock from that first encounter had now passed and slowly my mind was beginning to function. All about me there were things well worth my trying to remember, but, if I were only going to take note of the overall picture or concept, these important details might be lost to me later. Just how big is this thing? Was a question that had been in my mind since arrival, so I decided to try to work out some form of scale for the whole apparatus. I paced out the main recreation room as it was the largest single area I had been able to get into after my initial induction. If only I could remember these measurements and those of other rooms I was allowed to use, I thought that later I might be able to construct a map or plan of the layout, and who knows what I could learn from that. The areas were constructed in such a way that the curved walls and unusual, diffused lighting made size rather difficult to estimate using sight alone. Back then I had no idea just what material was used to construct these rather strange, looking walls, but I noticed there was a honeycomb-type pattern deep within them. I was also puzzled by the fluorescent blue-white light that was emitted by these same walls and the domed ceiling, for it seemed to have no direct source. I paced 62 strides of approximately 1 meter at EMS length in a set direction. The room appeared to be circular. but just in case I also paced out the direction perpendicular to it. To my surprise, this was as near as possible to 90 paces. So, in reality, the room was an oval shape. But this did not help me to estimate any overall size, as there was far more to this 8 TM than the room where I was currently standing. Still, it was a start. The entry portal, the area where I had first 8 materialized the TM, would be bigger yet, I thought, and I made a mental note of its approximate direction in relation to the recreation room. There was also the spiral aspect, which suggested more than one layer or deck. However, it is possible that this latter aspect was an illusion, for curiously enough I do not recall a lift or any other mechanical means of getting up or down or from one area to another. Yet I still feel that more than one level was involved here. There was gravity, but it was not great. It also appeared to fluctuate. There were times when solid objects, such as the walls and even my body, appeared to be very translucent. They would take on a glow and become transparent. When this happened, they flashed all the colors of the rainbow and were almost entirely lost to view before coming back into what I would call focus. These periods seemed to come in waves or pulses, and usually at the same time as the gravity fluctuations. At one end of the recreation room was a large version of the three-dimensional device I had seen earlier when I met Millie. On asking, I was told it would show pictures from outside the ship upon leaving and approaching various planets. At other times, images of the home planet or various things of interest. There were devices that I was able to use more easily, however. These were more like a one-on-one type of personal device with no screen, and seemed to be capable of projecting a picture or imagery right into my head in 3D. I was able to hear or interpret this system very well. While I have not had the opportunity to use terrestrial virtual reality projectors, I should think that they would be lucky to come anywhere near these devices I was using. I made my way back to the 8 bowling alley at TM area. It fascinated me probably all the more because Zeno would not discuss its function in any detail. I took courage in both hands and decided to have a little wander into forbidden territory. The first alleyway I chose to try was furthermost from my own, simply because that ATMs the way I operate or think. The slight repulsion or force that ATMD felt when walked past this point on other occasions soon became so strong that I was unable to proceed further than half the distance along the passageway. I then realized why I had not seen any locking devices on entranceway doors. Perhaps they were not quite as trusting as ATMD first thought. Using little logical deduction, I concluded that if the resistance was highest at this end of the alleyways, and it did appear that there was a variation in the resistance levels, then perhaps I should try to effect entry into one of the doorways closer to my designated one. It was a long shot but worth a try. I made it right up to the door this time, although it was akin to walking up an icy slope. Getting to the door was only half of it, though, for I could not pass through it as the ATMD hoped. It was as solid as you would normally expect a door to be. Thwarted, I decided to return to my own reserved area, for I still had many questions to ask, if I could find anyone to put them to. Have you ever tried to look at yourself all over without a mirror? There was nothing that even remotely resembled such a thing around the transporter. In fact, I could not find one reflecting surface. So for the facial examination I had to make do with looking at others and asking Zena. As far as the bodysuit was concerned, from personal examination I found it to have a neat, even fit, just like a second skin. There was no way I could separate from my own skin. The strangest thing about it was that I could not actually feel it at all. One thing that I discovered about it, by accident at first, was that if I gave my leg a sharp slap with my hand, this would generate little sparks. I could achieve the same by clapping my hands. Mind you, it had to be done very hard. I rubbed my hands on other surfaces to see if this would have any effect on the suit, but I was not able to damage it in any way. As close as I can describe the texture, apart from it being like a second skin, it was perhaps similar to Teflon, a very smooth, even substance. The fingertips, however, did seem to be ribbed ever so slightly. Whether this was some form of reinforcement or just to aid an ear TMS grip, I could not say. The facial covering was of great wonder to me as it did not cover the eyes, or, if it did, it was transparent. It did not cover the mouth, nose or ears. As far as the eyes went, it covered the eyelids in detail all around the eyes but left the eyeballs untouched. I don't yet know how this was done, for the covering showed no sign of peeling or delaminating that I could see. The same was true of the mouth, but the covering over the lips stopped just inside it. I still have a mark or dividing line on my lips which shows up from time to time, even after many years, such was the ferocious radiation from their sun. Another notable factor was that the suit completely covered the lower orifices, as the body did not need to excrete waste products in the usual way. However, the suits could be removed if necessary, but only for limited periods of time and under controlled conditions. The suits not only supplied nourishment for the body through an energy transfer link with their collection devices, but, in reverse transference, conducted body wastes away as well. A by-product of this transference was the instant dissolving of body hair, hence the loss of all hair upon being fitted with the suit. Xena nonchalantly informed me that my fingernails and toenails would eventually dissolve, too, if I should stay with them for any length of time. Indeed, she herself did not have any fingernails. As an aside, it seems that my own nails are now much thinner than they used to be, and will probably ever grow back to their thickness of yesteryear. Upon her return from duty, Xena was keen to continue her explanation of what they were doing and were about to do on the new breeding program, and why it had become such a priority for the people. In order for me to understand, or at least try to understand fully, another lesson was apparently necessary. For you to understand the problems that we have, it is best that I tell you a little more about the world you live in. Some of this will be hard to understand, but some other aspects will ring a bell when you start to look at them in a different light, said Xena, who was sitting opposite my sleeping cubicle. I had just finished another small nap to make up for my 40-hour marathon without sleep. You will remember some time ago I promised to tell you about the other side of yourself, Xena continued. This concerns the cycle of the atom, the part that is still little understood by your people, or, should I say, not yet fully understood by them. When this is understood, a whole new dimension, or dimensions, will open up for you, for in this instant of time between the pulses of atoms lies a world within worlds. They are in fact parallel dimensions to your own, at least to the one where most of you live, your 8mnua TM. These dimensions are so close to your real 8mnua TM that you can slip in and out of them without even knowing you have done so. There are sometimes little clues that tell you what has just happened. This dimension, slipping has been going on since you first walked on Earth, only now it is becoming more common to your people. It can happen almost every day to some, but they are basically unaware of it. This is happening because you are awakening in your true selves. You are close to a major dimension, leap, the like of which you have never before experienced, a leap that will bring you closer to my people. This is what we have all been waiting for. How many times have you searched for something in a room and could not find it? You go back some time later and there it is, right in front of your nose. There is no way you could have missed it when you searched. You see, you are not always where you think you are. The trick is to be fully conscious when you make these mini leaps and be aware of where you have gone. You will be very surprised, I think. It is a place not far from there that you will find us. We basically come from your future. It does not matter if it is 6 minutes into your future or 6 years. If you can get to one, you can get to the other. But, for us, it is not as simple as that, for we also come from another dimension, not quite the one you will shift into, but close. So we are what you would call dimensional time travelers. We, myself and others like me, are in fact a whole new race, or, to be more accurate, a newly reconstituted race. Further modifications are still required before we can achieve our goals as a people. This is one of the reasons for our travel to your time zone, and, indeed, the reason for others being here who are also experimenting with their biological make-up, although they have far different goals behind their experimentation than we do. The reason behind so many abductions occurring on your planet over the last few years of your time is that is the last chance for our race, and races of ETs with problems similar to ours, to interact with you as a race before you change to a form that will no longer be of use to us. Yes, it is that close. My own surrogate mother was of your time and race. In fact, you have met her. Millie? I inquired. Yes, she said. I wondered about that because of something she TMD said earlier, I replied. We could go further back in time, but it is this now that we need. I will not complicate matters by trying to explain that. We could be here for many more days. My race still has a problem to overcome. We must breed a race with stronger limbs and oxygen processing units. Lungs? I inquired again. Yes. We have been using a mixture of your species' TM DNA and chromosomes, along with our own. Our blood used to be very similar to yours, and still is, with a little modification, although we really only have one type as you would know it. Well, but they are both very much like your ray, negative. We can modify most things, but what it adds up to is that we are not going to go looking for problems, we already have enough of them. I cannot begin to explain the complications we have had. It has stretched our technology to its limits and beyond. The end result is what you see before you now. I may look good to you, but I still could not live on your planet without our technology to help me constantly. The bottom line is that the process has been too slow, and up to now has not done the job. At the present rate, it may take more time than we have to spare on our crippled planet. We now need to start taking some risks to speed up the process. What kind of risk? I asked. Well, up until now we have been more concerned with preserving our mind-generated energy distribution abilities, which I don't UTMT expect you to comprehend just yet, but now we need to concentrate on the physical aspects, the strength and endurance, even if we lose a little of the other abilities. Become more like us? I chimed in again. Yes, we must, Xena replied. We already have, as you noticed earlier, she said, with what almost appeared to be a smile on her face. Now there needs to be a step, a big one, even further down the road. There is a chance for me to become part of that step. That is why I wish to ask you more questions about your breeding processes. Procreation, would that be a better word for it? You would be surprised at some of the words we use for it, I replied. Even I don't UTMT know where some of them come from. I understand it is most primitive and basic in its natural form. It is possible that I may be able to be fertilized and to carry the fetus almost full term within me. That may not sound much to you, but no female of our race has carried a child within her for many hundreds of thousands of years. The artificial methods we have been using are too slow and hard to change. They may even be impossible to use if we settle on a planet like your Earth. I have been designed to take the place of what you would call a synthetic birth process. There has been quite some progress just lately. Even 100 years ago, your time, one of our type could not have interacted with your species on this level. That is how much we have evolved in different directions since the early colonists left your planet. Now we find it necessary to take a step in another direction. I noted how she diplomatically skirted the suggestion that they might be going backwards on the evolutionary tree. My mind went back to Millie for a few moments. There were some most unusual coincidences about her and me, and I now knew her direct connection with Xena. I wondered if my being here had anything to do with that. Millie was exactly 40 years old when she arrived on board the transporter, the same age I was at the time of my induction. She told me she had feared for her life moments before being brought aboard. Millie's TMS life has been more adventurous than mine, but we both liked to be different, unconventional. We were both born out in the country, far away from the city with all its pollutants. And we both had one younger sibling of the same sex. Perhaps the most unusual thing was our strong German ancestry, which might suggest common bloodlines or relations. Even our parents were similar in that they were not blessed with large amounts of money. Neither of us has smoked, nor consumed alcohol but for small quantities. This was all part of history now, not that it really mattered. Were there too many coincidences? I later wondered if Millier TMS blood type was A, negative. Chapter 7. Pyramids of Light. Zena suggested I concentrate on the issue at hand. My knowledge of terrestrial artificial insemination is almost zero, I admitted. But I do know a little about the other kind. Just ask me what you want to know. We have tried artificially inseminating several of your females. The results, as I have said, are before you now. I and others like me, whom you may have seen around the transporter, are only a means to an end, we hope. Now it is the deemed time to try the alternative method. I volunteered, for it is a tremendous chance for me to help my kind, Zena concluded. You are very brave, I replied. I fear more for my race if this does not work. I have asked enough of you for now, and I thank you for that information which shall be of assistance at some later date, she said, after it was obvious there was nothing left for me to add on the subject. I am on duty again soon, but I shall introduce you to some of the crew members who are not. You may be able to get some more answers to your questions, she said. Very little information was forthcoming from these sources. However, what I did manage to find out was big news for me and caused me much unrest and consternation. I now put this information to our great world leaders and keepers of the faith, but if they already know about this, that I now realize they have known all about it all along, they should hang their heads low in shame. Electromagnetic energy naturally surrounds and permeates most planets, including our Earth and the planet I was about to visit. This energy can be used as an endless, inexhaustible power source which is very cheap to access. In the case of my newfound friends, it has been their power source for many thousands or perhaps even millions of years. This energy can be tapped in the simplest of ways with technology we have right here on planet Earth now. Indeed, UFOs use this energy source to power their craft when they visit Earth. It is so prevalent that our bodies pick it up unintentionally. This power source does not require generators as we know them, hence nuclear, hydro, coal and oil power generators or stations could be dispensed almost overnight. It appears there is no need for wires to transmit this power, for each user could have its own inexpensive receiver, similar perhaps to a radio or a TV. In total the costs would be minimal. The question is, why Arena TMT we tapping into this power source right now? The right sort of people knew about this back in 1940. Well, in 1900, if you really want to get accurate in reference to scientist Nikola Tesla, there should never be, and should never have been, a power shortage on this planet. The disgust I have with some of my fellow human in powerful positions is the main reason why I did not and I will not cooperate with the planetary establishment when questioned about my experience. I simply do not trust them in any way with any information on any subject, let alone with what I may have picked up in my travels. Now on to more agreeable subjects. There was an aspect of this interaction that really confused me. If these ETs were of a different dimension or vibrational plane, how was it possible for me to be interacting with them right now? This was one of the first questions I put to Zena on her return. She suggested I should ingest more fluid. The fluid intake was obviously a most important factor. In any case, I was ingesting a thinner mix by this time. While taking it in, Zena explained how this multi-dimensional interaction could take place. Our vibrational plane is a little higher than yours. There is really not that much difference. Soon there should be none, as we attempt to change our base vibration. Perhaps you could compare it to air and water on your planet. If, for example, you were the water and we were the air, by heating the water you can produce steam or water vapor. This gaseous substance can then mix with the air about it on more or less an even basis, as you are now doing with us. Some people on your planet may even be able to perceive us in our 8 meridional TM form, but we are now of much denser substance than we used to be, although we would still most likely appear as wisps of smoke or as ghosts, as I had seen upon my induction to the transporter. When we first brought you here, we had to modify you to make you a little more like us. What you are now is a possible future you. Do you understand so far? Asked Xena. Yes, very well, our race could change, become less dense, I replied. You will not have remembered the process of transformation. You could not. You would just have perceived that at one moment you did not have a body, and the next moment you did. The whole process just takes over 24 hours. Why me? I asked. That is not for me to say. Perhaps you will be able to answer your question by the time you leave us, for you still have much to learn. Leaving may not be what you ultimately desire after you are fully versed in your selected role here with us. These colonists, the ones way back in our past, how much do you know about them? A little, she replied. Their history as part of the breeding program I have volunteered for. We are not quite like some of the other ETs whom your people have been interacting with. We do not have a central knowledge pool or collective intelligence to call on. I told you earlier we are just a little primitive compared to some. The point of first landing and colonization was very carefully selected, for there were other alien influences on Earth at that time. There always have been. They picked a somewhat remote area, not at all fashionable at the time. It still is not. No, it would not be prudent for me to say where this might have been, in light of recent developments. They did interact with native tribes in due course, but that was much later, as was travel to other parts of the Earth. Egypt? I suggested, remembering her earlier reference to the pyramids. The Mediterranean and North Africa were places quite popular with early visitors. Yes, she replied. It is interesting to see how the people of that area worshipped our ancestors long after they had moved on. In what way? I asked. It is understandable, I suppose, Xena replied. Our early explorers had a life span 7 or 8 times as long as your average native people of that time who simply thought them immortal. They were gods, or so they must have appeared to your primitive tribes. If I know our early explorers, they would have played up to the title just a bit, as well, she said with a half grin. We, or they, left you a blueprint or model app on which to base your later ascension, and by that I mean all aspects of ascension, physical and spiritual, as you would understand it, plus technology for space-time dimensional travel, but your people seem to have overlooked it. Perhaps they think they could do better. It is taking a while for this 8-better-TM idea to come to pass, though. What model? I excitedly asked. The pyramids. They could hardly be more obvious. Could they? Some of our opposition sure did a good job closing you Earth people down, I think, she added. How do you mean, time or space travel? What a TMS this got to do with pyramids? I asked. Well, you are in one now. She replied nonchalantly. My jaw almost hit the ground. Why do you think the ancient Egyptians were so keen to try to build copies, and pharaohs so keen to call them their own? They knew the connection with time and what they believed to be immortality. They also knew our people could travel off to far, distant lands in them, and they thought the pharaohs might be able to do the same. Some of the early pharaohs were very closely related to our people and knew the secrets the pyramids could teach them about life. ETMM in a pyramid? I had to make sure I had this right. Yes, well, not exactly, but it will become one when we stop moving, Xena hinted. Our transporters can change shape when we need to gather energy from a planet, whether it be Earth or any other, she continued. The pyramid is by far the most efficient shape to do this with, and a cone is another shape we can use if we wish. What happens if you spin a pyramid very fast? Does it not look like a cone? If you spin it even faster, it will flatten out in appearance like a disc. Spin it faster still, and a thin line will appear, then it is gone from your perception. Does that not sound familiar? Do you remember a Duncia TMS hat? A Witcher TMS or Wizard TMS hat? how long your people TMS memories are, but never for the right principle. Yes, you people have had the knowledge. You just choose not to remember. That is one of the reasons you are here, Alec, so we may remind you. Wait until we get to Haven,